Alloway Parks Recreation and Forestry Committee meeting Tuesday, May 24th, 2022. It is 5:35 p.m. Danielle is not present, so I will call the meeting to order. Roll call, Angela Qualtrick-Adrians.
Here.
Dina Mooney, not present. Ryan Hallberg.
Here.
Danielle Piarki, excused. Michael Borowski.
Here.
And Trustee Rob Atwood.
Here.
All right. Item number two, election of the Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Committee chairperson for this year. Can I take a motion on new chairperson?
I would even volunteer, but I'm going to be gone for 4 or 5 months this winter.
Do you want to do it, Ryan? Chairperson? I mean, it's kind of throwing you into the fire.
Right. I prefer to wait.
Okay. The individual.
Am I up to do it?
You're allowed to because you've had some time off.
Okay.
The individual that is currently our chairperson has another year that she can continue to be chairperson.
Okay. Well, then I nominate Danielle to.
Okay.
I'll second it.
I have a nominee.
Can we do that without her even being here?
Yes. It's a bad meeting to miss.
She's done a great job. Let me say this. I have a nomination of Danielle Piarki for chairperson and a second. Any discussion?
I think she's done a great job, and I don't think she'd oppose.
I agree.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Past.
And if she does oppose, she should have been here.
All right. Since she is not here, I'll continue to. Well, unless somebody wants to run the meeting for tonight, I'll take a nomination for a chair for tonight.
Why don't you just go ahead and run?
I'll go ahead and run.
That's you're going to keep the notes anyway.
Right.
So.
Right. So. Can I get a motion to modify or adopt the agenda?
So moved.
Can I get a second?
There you go. I was leaving a window there for you, Ryan.
All right. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passed. Approval of the April 26, 2022 minutes. Did everyone get a copy of those? If not, there's a over here.
Move to approve.
Motion to approve by Rob Atwood.
Second.
Second by Mike Borowski. Any discussion? Got a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Public appearances? No one. All right. Announcements. Welcome, Ryan Hallberg, to the committee. So Ryan, tell us a little about yourself.
I have lived in Alloway for 3 years now. I work at LaForce in Green Bay. 31. I'm not sure what else you want to know about
okay.
me.
Well,
what brings you to the committee?
My neighbor, usually Rob here. So,
did a little arm twisting there?
No, not at all. We just got in a discussion, and Ryan had expressed an interest a couple of years ago wanting to be more involved. So when the position came open, I just brought a reminder that the position was open.
Okay.
And trustee and recruiter.
Right.
Good job.
And a good committee to get started on. Or to be on in general, so we get to talk about the fun stuff.
This is the funnest committee. I've been on a few times.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Well, good, good. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Item 6B, vacant committee position. I just wanted to let the committee know that we currently do have another vacancy. So if you do have another neighbor that has an interest, or if anyone knows anyone, feel free to reach out and You can either direct them to myself or Carrie. But we have the vacancy with the resignation of Heather Gentry Nimmer. So. Item 6C, Green Isle Park Playground update. I wanted to give the committee an update if you haven't been there in the last 2 days. Equipment's going in the ground. I was just there about 2 hours ago, and it's starting to look like a playground. They plan to be completed with the install of the equipment this week, barring the weather tomorrow. Hopefully it doesn't rain too bad. Then next week, we'll be installing concrete around the playground, concrete sidewalk around the playground. With the following week to week and a half after that, to do the rubberized surfacing. They need the concrete in first to be able to butt the rubberized surfacing up too. So we anticipate that this will be completed and open by the second week of June. So we did have to alter the design a little bit. Same equipment, everything. We had to just switch it around a little bit. There was a power line that we had to make sure that we didn't, that runs kind of underneath in that location. So just move some stuff around, and we're putting a separator sidewalk right through that location. So, yeah, very excited on that. And it'll be nice to get that open. Heard a lot of compliments so far that people are looking forward to
getting it open. I'm sure you have a lot of kids watching the progress.
Right? Right? Especially when you got equipment out there, yeah. You know, diggers and stuff like that. So
are you keeping them off? Like when the
yes.
equipment's up? And,
yes.
Oh, okay. That'll be the tough part.
Yeah, we currently have fencing around it, and then we'll have signage.
Gotcha.
And things okay. like that. So it is tough no matter what you do, you know.
Yeah.
But that, you know, that's part of doing an install like that.
Yeah.
So
any event plan, ribbon cutting, any kind of little
not at this point.
Okay.
But you know, one of the things that we're hoping or we're planning is that this will be done just prior to Alloway Fest.
Okay.
So it'll be available during Alloway Fest.
Okay.
And that we'll obviously, you know, take pictures and promote it on our Facebook page and all of that. But
yeah, fun.
So
cool.
Yep. Item number 7, action. Request from Green Bay Eastside Youth Baseball to sell beer at the Sandlot Baseball Tournament at P.H. Martin Webster Park July 29th through the 31st. I believe I sent this information out to everyone. If not, does anyone need another copy? I did print off some.
Okay.
This is a recurring event. I believe the third year, let me double check my notes here. I believe this is the third year request to sell beer. The past 2 years, the committee as well as the village board have authorized that. And with some stipulations, the organization has abided by those conditions and that have been set forth, and staff has heard no issues with regards to the beer sales or anything like that. So individual from the organization is here. What was your name again?
Mike Callahan.
Mike is here to answer any questions if the committee has anything for him.
I'll have the proceeds of the beer bin.
So last year we made about $3,000 in profit just on beer sales.
Good.
Or alcohol.
Good.
Beer.
Good.
And I think we do those seltzer drinks or whatever they're called.
Sure.
But $3,000 profit. Now we have 9 teams. We divide that up amongst for the sluggers, but it definitely helps. You know, food sales is also good, but it doubled our profit basically by doing beer sales the last 2 years.
Great.
I had all the questions last year, so I don't have any more this year.
Oh,
thank
good.
You very much.
Good.
All right, well, we did something right then.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, just kind of continued, you know, stipulation there, the problem.
Yep, absolutely. We plan to have police presence just like we've done the last 2 years. We have a couple people that play on our slugger teams that have mom or dads that are police officers in Green Bay. So we make sure that they're present while we're selling alcohol. I have not heard of any issues the last couple of years with anybody coming up and having any issues. The police haven't really had to do anything that I've been made aware of anyway, so.
With the original stipulations, there was the approval to sell on the second weekend, which was, at that time, they were planning on splitting their tournament. Now they just have it one weekend, so you might want to, you know, just not worry about that stipulation any longer, since it's just a one weekend now. So. Any other questions?
See, that was painless. Tell them we put you through the ringer, though.
I'm going to make it sound like
right?
You guys tied me up to the wall or something.
You can make Ed come to the village board meetings.
Yeah, he already told me I'm coming to that, too.
So, well, good. Can I get a motion on the item?
Move to approve.
With the same stipulations?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think this is a good thing to leave it in there on an ongoing basis. Gives you guys an out, too.
We appreciate it.
Do you want me?
We don't need a TikTok video of some crazy parent.
Do you want me to remove the one about the second weekend?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, if it's not taking place that
weekend,
there's no reason to leave it in there.
All right. I have a motion moved to approve with the stipulations as presented in previously, with the exception of the to sell the second weekend, depending on the first, as that no longer takes place. Can I get a second?
Second.
We got Ryan's name on there.
Yeah, I'm not excited enough about it to want a motion or second, but
it's
I'm not going to close
it. It's one of those tough things, you know? But.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed. Thank you very much. That's all there is to it.
All right, appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks.
I'll be in touch with Ed with regards to that next meeting.
I'll shoot you an email so you have my contact.
Okay.
I know Ed copied me on the last email to you, but I'll shoot you an email later tonight or tomorrow.
Okay, sounds
great. Thanks a lot,
everyone. Have a good night.
Thanks, Chris. Bye-bye.
Good night.
All right. Next item, preliminary discussion. Preliminary capital improvement items for 2023. Wanted to get the discussion going on our capital improvement projects just to give the committee members a listing. And this is a continuation of the listing that we've had previous years. Some of the numbers have been updated to reflect what our consultant had given us in our comprehensive outdoor rec plan. Just wanted to get this out there, talk to the committee a little bit about some, at least my thoughts on some of the projects, and then, you know, if any of the committee members had some other ideas or what their thoughts might be, and or, you know, I'd like to bring this back to, obviously, you know, future committee meetings. And then we can continue the discussion prior to budget season and come up with a whittled down list, per se, or whatever. What we have, you know, as a tentative draft for 2023, continuation with the site lighting at Green Isle, park sign at Riverview Park, site furnishings, which are like park benches and picnic tables. We do have in there the splash pad, with a location yet to be determined. Engineering design and permitting for projects. 2023 is an odd year, so that an odd numbered year. So that's when, you're right.
Yeah.
That is when the village does their borrowing for larger projects, whether it be parks, infrastructure, or, you know, streets. Reconstruction, things like that. So that's when, you know, some of those bigger number, bigger dollar figures projects are in there. So like I said, engineering for, you know, some of those bigger projects, of which are, you know, looking at continuing our parking lot replacement or extension of those, or, you know, creating new, more parking in some of the locations. So Kiwanis Park, that location, the current parking lot is deteriorating and needs to be replaced, but we'd also like to expand into you know, an area next to that parking lot with the creation of the pickleball courts down there. That gets quite busy, especially when there's soccer also going on. So I do believe that, you know, an expansion of parking there would be greatly needed. Webster Park, creation of a new parking lot in the east end of the park to help try to alleviate some of that parking issues that, you know, that park can see, especially during baseball games, tournaments, and during football games in the fall with the Buccaneers.
Where would you go with it?
Down on the far east side, there's, yeah, if you go to the end of the parking lot, it's that grass area off to the south.
Okay.
There's an old backstop that no longer gets used.
Okay.
Of a diamond, so you can go all along that. If you look in our comprehensive outdoor rec plan, and maybe if you, here you go, I could probably pop it open quicker.
I got an idea where you're at. That's, yeah, that field that was always overgrown with weeds. Diamond number 3, I think it was, or 5.
Yeah, I think it was 5. Yeah, if you look at this picture here, down on that, that far end, there's a diamond there and a diamond there, and neither one of them really get utilized anymore.
Right.
And that, so. Okay. Does anyone else? So. Also, overflow for Riverview Park, looking at overflow parking along East River Drive to help alleviate some of the issues with parking. And again, that was one of the items that was highlighted in the comprehensive outdoor rec plan. With regards to that park, then in the future, probably 2025, I think, redoing the existing parking lot and that. So trying to get some overflow parking down there to begin with, and then coming back and redoing the existing, which would expand that as well. So,
you know, I'm almost questioning that in 2023, given the fact that I haven't seen one game year there yet this year.
And you were, yeah, kind of correct with that. We do have a high school girls high school league that'll be starting once the high school season's done. They'll be utilizing that one night a week, Tuesdays, I think it is.
Okay.
And then our Alloway Girls Softball League, they're just starting with practices. They don't begin games until June. So we will begin
to see some activity.
Correct,
there.
Okay. Correct. And unfortunately, in the past couple of years, use has declined because of when COVID took place and that. And I know they've been trying to come up with Alloway girls softball, that is, with solutions on how to, you know, increase their numbers and working with some other organizations to continue to have a league. So,
okay.
So, you know, to answer your question, do all these need to be done in 2023? Not necessarily, especially when you start to look at what those updated numbers are of over 200,000 for each one of those locations. That gets to be quite expensive. And I don't know that our borrowing would allow us to do that many. But just to give you guys an idea of where, you know, some of the things we're looking at, and maybe we need to, you know, make some decisions down, you know, in the next couple of months with regards to that. So, you know, like I said as well, if any of the committee members have even projects that we don't have on this list. Now feel free to bring those back.
I have a couple of questions about that specifically.
Sure, sure.
We talked a while back about security on the trail. Were there any items that popped out of that we should be adding to the list in the near term?
You know, there's a potential there,
okay.
A possibility, especially with this, make sure I get this right. And I can't remember, I was going to say AT&T, and it's not AT&T.
TDS.
TDS is putting that fiber in throughout the whole community.
Okay.
And I think that's an opportunity once that is completed for us to be able to utilize that system, you know, to do some security type of things, whether that's cameras, you know, whatever that might be, but utilize that fiber system.
Or
better.
Those call stations that we talked about that
yep.
have at UWGB.
Right,
maybe.
Right. Things like that. So definitely something that we can add to the list,
yeah.
And, you know, and
yeah.
start to look into. Because, yeah, that's...
Yeah, the other security issue was, have we seen any other break-ins at Webster?
No.
Last year we had those
no.
couple of, okay.
Correct. So and we did, since that time, install security cameras
yeah.
at that location.
So there's nothing.
Haven't had any issues
okay. right.
since.
Is there anything proactively we could do at any other parks?
Yes.
Where if they were
yeah.
to break in, they'd,
yeah.
you know.
We can, you know, continue to look at installing some of these
okay.
security systems. I do want to look a little bit more into types and kinds, especially with this fiber optic coming in,
yeah.
because our thought and hope is that we can, you know, the village will be getting some revenue from this because of some of the infrastructure they have
okay.
to do, and the possibility of us being able to run some of that directly into the parks,
okay.
and maybe just, you know, before I go and buy,
yeah.
you know, more security cameras, I want to make
yeah.
sure that they're compatible, those type of things,
yeah, that makes sense.
And that, so. But yeah, there's a couple of locations that we were looking at wanting to, you know, include security cameras. Obviously, Green Isle Park would be one, but Kiwanis Park and potentially Optimus Park. You know, eventually I'd like to do it at all of our locations, you know, and that,
yeah.
but... yeah, I'm trying to think if... We had that as one of our ARPA-funded projects, too.
I
can't recall.
Remember.
I can't recall if that was or not. I'd have to look. But yeah, definitely I'll add this into that list. And
then I have a question. This is probably not even on this subject, but I'll ask it because I couldn't figure out where to fit it in. Do we have any parks associated with schools? In other words... where a school uses the park as their recreation recess facility?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Langley Park
yeah, yeah.
would probably be the one, but they don't utilize it that much because they have their own recreation
yeah.
areas. They've got
sure.
their own playgrounds and everything like
mm-hmm.
that. But they occasionally would, you know, use the tennis court there or the ball diamond, you know, if they've got a
okay,
know,
so they
for
they,
recess or
they
or
fund
for
their
not.
Own school system funds their piece of the park and we fund our the village funds our piece of the park.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Other than that,
it's not a hidden question.
Yeah. Not really.
Maybe a school board wants to enhance one of their
oh.
parks via my pocketbook.
The referendum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Other than that, Webster Park not. Not really anymore,
okay.
you know. When we did our land swap, the village and the school district did the land swap. They received the tennis court,
okay.
you know, and that. So they don't really, other than a safe location, you know, some of the schools use our areas for safe locations in case something happens.
Sure, that's
but,
cool.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You know.
But other than that, not like what you're referring to as their sole, you know, recreational physical education type of stuff or recess type stuff.
Their utilization looks to be, for that particular park, looks to be almost in the 80 or 90% by the school board. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thanks for that
answer
on that.
Not a problem. So,
do we have something in here on trail flooding, or is that covered under the ARPA funds, or where?
We are doing something this year with regards to that, with some alternate routing and whatnot. And then I think there might have been something in there in the ARPA fund as well. I have to double check on that.
So I remember us discussing needing some, you know, maybe some engineering first to, you know, study it to find out what can be done, what can be rerouted, what can be raised. That
Right. Yeah, and I think, you know, we did budget some monies for this year, which were to look at, you know, signage, alternate routing, and some, like I said, some potential alternate route trail and that. There's some other groups that are looking at the East River and the... what's the word I'm looking for? The
watershed.
Watershed. Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you, Rob. You know, looking at that whole watershed and how to improve that and how to, you know, alleviate or not eliminate, but, you know, alleviate as much as possible floodings and that. So, but.
Okay. The other thing I was wondering about is, I don't know if this falls under just regular maintenance or if this is a CIP item, but. We've talked in the past about maintaining invasive treatment, and I don't know if you had any luck, you know, reaching out to Jason Wilkie on some additional treatments. But
that's more of a maintenance thing.
Okay.
And to answer your question, I have been in contact with him as well as another group that is doing invasive treatment south of Brown County and in various counties, Manitowoc County, Calumet, various other counties.
Statec?
Yes. Yeah. And they will be working into Brown County in the next few years. So I've been in contact with them to start the ball rolling with us. So we're pretty excited about that.
And Melissa will probably be far more responsive than Jason.
Yep. So.
Okay. The last question I had, this doesn't really fit under anything, but it's kind of involving the invasive a little bit, but is it under our committee to talk about NOMO May and whether we're going to jump on board with that, or is that another committee that takes that on?
It's something, why don't we hold off on that and put that under a future gen item?
Okay.
Well, if I can, it was already declined by the village that we are not participating in it this year.
Not this year, so
maybe for future years. So to put it on a next agenda, May will be over. So.
Right. But I think
we opted not to participate this year only because the long stuff that's out there right now, because it's the month of May and it's kind of the early growing season, that there isn't a lot of enforcement going on. If you know what I mean.
So you're saying that it's almost kind of like we do in NOMO May, but just don't fly our flag about it?
Yeah.
Let's put it on a future agenda item.
Put it on a future agenda for next year, but for this year, we do not participate.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
That's the official response.
Right.
Got it.
So.
Okay.
Just a learning curve thing for me here. What does the CIF stand for?
CIP? Or what do I have there?
Yeah.
Oh, CIF. Capital Improvement Fund.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Still a plan.
Which is kind of our savings bank, savings account for.
It's always just a guideline. A lot of those numbers get pushed around.
Yes.
Sure.
So,
and projects, you know, depending on what our funding would allow.
When and where.
Yep. So. All right. Any other questions or comments at this point?
So for the 2023 items, at what point do you decide which ones are the priority ones, because I doubt that the board's going to fund all.
Right. I would
say, how does that happen?
I would think, you know, we'll continue to discuss these in the next couple of months.
Okay.
You know, it would be, we would want to make a decision recommendation from this committee in August, September, in that time frame for to get included into the budget to recommend to the board.
We'll get them prioritized, and then they'll get sent to the board for final approval during the budget process.
So we have the plan, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The comprehensive plan. Do we need to do any more community sensing around the priorities? Because I would have a difficult time cutting anything out of here in my own head, because they're all good projects, obviously. That's why they're on the list. Okay. But I don't know if I'm the right person to get into a discussion around what the top one, two, three priorities are.
Sure.
I know some of them have been around for a long time. I know the conversations I have with people about certain things, like the splash pad.
Mm-hmm.
And so how are we going to do another community sensing? Do we want to do that or not?
Well, that was part of doing the plan, right? We reached out to the community and, you know, what did you want? And they kind of prioritized the projects from that already. But like you said, if you're talking to the community, people in the community, your neighbors, things like that, and they're asking you, or they're, you know, requesting this, that's where you guys as community members, you know, come to this committee and say, hey, let's push this, or let's, you know, try to get this, you know, into our plan or whatnot. Something else to kind of think about as well. The village board will be looking at a list of projects that can be funded with ARPA funding.
Okay.
Not only the projects that we came up with at this committee, but other committees and boards as well. So, you know, that's something to think about, of where those kind of shake out and what projects might, you know, some of the things might be part of that funding too. So,
The one I would have, the ones I have difficulty with are the ones that are seemingly maintenance, like the parking lot ones, which we know are needed.
Mm-hmm.
Kiwanis Park,
mm-hmm.
As an example, versus the splash pad. How do I evaluate that? I mean, that's a toughie.
Mm-hmm.
Could I move the parking lot to 2024 and do the splash pad this year? That's where I have a difficult time.
Sure.
So I'll be real interested in those discussions.
Yep.
Well, and part of what goes along with those discussions, especially when you're comparing like a splash pad to a parking lot, is a parking lot is a one and done.
Yeah.
And then it's put on a shelf for 20 years.
Yep.
A splash pad has continued maintenance, liability insurance, all kinds of other issues that go along with it. So that gets to be a little deeper conversation. But I think, you know, once we prioritize it here as a committee and then send it to the board, and if it fits within the budget, and we obviously have things in our capital improvement that are already going to happen. You know, I believe that parking lot at Kiwanis is already in our capital improvement, isn't it? Is it?
For
the parking lot resurfacing?
Not for this year.
No, for this year, but for 2023. Wasn't it in there? In future?
It was a future project, but it wasn't.
Okay.
I guess it wasn't, you know, finalized yet.
Okay.
Or anything.
I'll
like
go
that.
Back.
Yeah.
To, so.
I don't believe so. Anyway,
okay.
But yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
But yeah. So I wanted to, you know, bring this to the committee early, just to, you know, get everyone thinking about it, and, you know, reach out to your friends, family, neighbors, things like that. You know, if they have any thoughts or requests or anything like that that maybe we're not thinking about, or, you know, obviously we try to work off our plan, but, you know, plans are flexible as well. So,
I've got a few things that I wrote down that. Not necessarily future agenda items, but could be advanced, you know, to future agenda items. One of them is, I brought it down here so that I remember it as a trigger.
Are we talking about future agenda items, or? Because I'll finish this item and we'll move on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, to finalize discussion of the capital improvements, so Thank you all for that. Next item, item number 9, future agenda items. So one that we'll put on there is No Mow May, which we'll talk about at some point. Just to follow up with that, I do know our code compliance department is the ones that are overseeing that, and they'll be discussing that in the future more into the fall, making sure that the decisions will be made prior to us doing our All About Alloway magazine that goes out to all the households so that that information can get into there. Yeah. So, but as a committee, you know, if we wanted to discuss it and we can pass that information along, okay, we can do that. So I'll include that. So, sorry, go ahead, Rob. No, no.
I wrote it down here as a trigger trail mulch. Wrote it down. No. I had the opportunity last weekend to go hiking out at UWGB on their trails with my wife, and all of their trails to the south side by the practice field are all done with mulch. And it's all hard compact down. And I got to thinking, when I go out to the farm and I see the mountains of mulch that we have out there, you know, because of the trees that we've taken down.
Sure.
And how it goes in. I don't know if we're selling it or if we're paying to have it hauled.
It's part of our contract. The big ones where they had the where we had the big pile of brush. Yes, yeah.
The mulch. This is chipped stuff.
Correct.
That was already being hauled out.
Yep. That was part of the contract. The contractor took it all.
There's still another mountain of it out there today.
And there's part of it that we keep and utilize. You know, that's for our tree planting, for our parks and things like that. Yeah.
So,
yep.
If we got on the low parts of the trail, for example, East River or Ring Isle Park. The trail that runs along the East River, but there's a good probably 20 yards between the river where it always floods across there.
Mm-hmm.
What would prevent us from taking that and lining it on both sides of the paved area as kind of a water barrier, and it would also soak up a lot of that and then dry out over the course of the year, and we can just replace it. We've got a lot more trees. We've got 800 some odd trees that are coming down.
We'd have to look into that a little bit more because there would be some potential issues, but yeah, i.e. would it wash away during high water periods versus
some, you know, it's going to wash away.
And secondly, would the DNR have an issue with that depending on if it's wetlands,
okay,
or things like that? They consider, unfortunately, they consider wood chips in a wetland filling. I tried doing that once. It didn't work very well.
Okay.
Yeah, we can continue to look.
I find that suspiciously odd, though, that UWGB can get away with it.
Well, depending on the location of where it is.
Yeah, it's all streams that are cut through those, all. I'd like to look into it a little bit deeper.
Yeah. No, definitely.
It's worth it.
It's a product that we got.
After 3 years of talking about
the
flooding, this is at least one solution that we brought to the table.
Sure.
So
sure.
I think we should continue that discussion for future agenda items. Well, let's not get too far down the road that we get rid of it all, that we can use some of it. Kayak launch in its current location, when is that going to be relocated?
I don't have a time period, but I got approval
for
us to be able to do that.
Who do we have to get approval from?
I asked the individuals that gave us the grants to make sure that it didn't.
I was going to ask about that. Are you talking about the Green Isle Park?
Yeah, it didn't affect any of this, you know, and I don't know the right correct wording, but any of the stipulations that went with that grant of the location, does it have to be at that location or not? But I did get approval that, matter of fact, that was today, that we, you know, would have the ability to move that. So our thought is to move it up to East Lawn Park, where we have that that little boat ramp area there.
Yeah.
The water's it's a lot more accessible, so.
Yeah, good idea.
Try to get that moved up there.
Yeah, sure.
One more thing.
Sure.
Just making a note here. Give us the grant.
That's
we
really great
received
idea.
A grant from the Fish and Wildlife Service, and half of it, and then half of it from the Fund for Lake Michigan. Is that right? No, Coastal Management.
Okay.
It was Coastal Management. I always get those mixed up.
All right, last thing. Stump grinding throughout the park.
as a future agenda item, or you want an answer?
Well, let's talk about it.
Okay. We will be getting to stump grading as soon as we get our staff in for the summer and have the ability to do that, as well as not only the ones within the park, but the 75 to 100 that we have along the streets in front of people's homes.
I get it.
That we have a lot of work to do. Right now, our focus is making sure grass gets cut, ball diamonds, soccer fields are taken care of,
trees planted,
which we just did finally get that taken care of. So a lot on our board, on our table, on our list of stuff to do, and we'll definitely get to it. My philosophy is I'd rather take a dead tree down to the ground and leave a stump, get the hazard out of the way. Yeah. I can always get the stump later.
Sure. So, it works better with a plan as to when they're going to go out so that we're not talking about this 2 years
from now. Right. So,
did I see our street cleaner on the soccer field?
You did.
So explain.
You did. Last fall, we used composted compost to spread on the field as a nutrient base and to do some filling of low spots and whatnot. Well, as the overwinter and then the spring rains washed away the good fine particulate, there was wood chips in that stuff that we really didn't know. And it's part of a composting process. Mm-hmm. There's always wood chips and trash and stuff like that. So as a quicker way than hand-picking everything, of using that vac to vac it up to make sure it was safe for the kids so they weren't falling
creative
on the wood chips.
Creative use of equipment.
Yeah. No?
Risky, too.
Yeah. They, I asked and made sure. I said, you sure you want to do it today with the wetness? They said, no, everything's okay. I'm like, okay, good.
Do we contract to have the compost spread, or did we do it ourselves?
No, we did that ourselves. Okay. We did that ourselves. And we received the compost for free, City of Green Bay. So it was a cheaper alternative for fertilizing, especially with the high prices of fertilizer nowadays.
So we didn't, we're not contracting with that same contractor that sprayed the fields in previous years?
We will still spray for the broadleaf weeds,
okay,
but not necessarily put down fertilizer,
okay,
this year. Yeah.
Somebody asked me, this is a future agenda item, community gardens.
Sure.
And whether or not we'd allocate anything for a community garden if some group came to us and said, 50,000 tomato plants.
Sure.
Amazing
part. We can, I'll put it as a future agenda item. The community does have community gardens at Langlade School,
mm-hmm,
that worked with the village a little bit on those. We have a little bit of a partnership with that. So
okay,
there are some gardens at that location, but we can definitely talk about it, you know, in the future as well. So.
Very good.
Good. Anything else?
Not for me.
Well, good. Item 10, adjournment. Can I get a motion to adjourn in a second?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned at 6:20 p.m.
Did good.